That's the music of Eau Claire's Justin Vernon with the band Bon Iver. With the first ever Eau Claire Music Festival just barely in the rearview mirror, we're taking a look at how the booming music scene there has spurred transformation in the city from the economy to the climate for local musicians. Tom Giffey and Eric Christensen join us now. They're co-managing editors at Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire. Tom, Eric, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having us. This is great.
Yeah, good to be here.
And Tom, we'll start with you. Did you ever think that you'd see a music festival as big and as star-studded as you just did in Eau Claire?
That's an interesting question because we actually have five major music festivals in Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. The Eau Claire Festival, of course, which, as you said, was just a few weeks ago, got an awful lot of attention, partly because it was headed by kind of our homegrown star. He got a lot of his friends from across the music spectrum to come. And a lot of bands performed that were headed by current and former Eau Clairians. But it kind of brought a lot of attention because it was part of the indie scene, part of some, you know, led by a man who won a couple of Grammys a few years ago. But we have for a long time been a center of music, and people haven't necessarily noticed us as such until comparatively recently. So I think people that actually lived around here have known about this, and maybe now the wider world is beginning to take note.
And Eric, that was just the one festival. You have five, but in general, what have you noticed over the past few years about the city's music and art scene?
It's for sure growing. I mean, it's always been kind of our own little thing here between musicians and the venues and everybody that supports the local art scene here. That's always been sort of it. It's always kind of been in that Chippewa Valley bubble. But I think more and more you're seeing a lot of not only artists, but now you have this festival. It's breaking out of just that Eau Claire bubble, and it's becoming more of a national name. I think when people hear the term Eau Claire, they kind of associate it with music now, and that's kind of the trend where we've been seeing it go. And I think it's going to go even farther than that. We're kind of right at the beginning of it.
Yeah, and that is definitely new. I think people mm-hmm. wouldn't have necessarily associated. They might have associated Eau Claire with tires or with Hank Aaron playing here in the 1950s mm-hmm. and things that were kind of long past. But the music in the past few years has really begun to put us on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You said there has been this music scene for a while. It's been in the Eau Claire bubble. But is it fair to put down the changes of the past few years to Justin Vernon with that breakout album For Emma Forever Ago that did get him all that national attention?
Well, you can't ignore that for sure. That's a big, big part of it. I think that was 10 years ago now almost that album came out. And ever since, you know, people have been almost even coming to Eau Claire just to have the experience of being here. And they know sort of what it's like based on that music by itself. But I think once you dig a little deeper in the scene here, you find that it's very diverse. And it's like there's a lot of different musical styles happening, and a lot of people here are very, very good at it, and they make really awesome stuff. You can't not give credit to Justin Vernon to some extent, because he's done amazing things for this town, especially with this festival now.
Right. But I think he'd be the first to say that he is one among many and grew out of, you know, an excellent educational system, an excellent there's an amazing jazz program in the university here that has had mm-hmm. a jazz festival for going on, I think, almost 50 years. So there's all these roots that have been here, the foundation that has been laid, and things are finally kind of growing beyond this region. It was amazing to be at that festival and to rub shoulders and to chat with people who had literally come from around the globe mm-hmm. for that festival. They had come to Little Eau Claire, Wisconsin, whereas, you know, the music festivals we've had for years have been more mainstream country and rock festivals, where you certainly get tens of thousands of people to come, but they tend to be more Midwesterners. And this kind of vaulted us, to a little bit higher profile as far as where the people are coming from and who is actually looking at our community and our state.
Now, is it just music that's booming, or is it the arts in general? Writing and poetry and other kinds of art, fine arts as well?
We would like to think it's booming. I think, again, you've always had those people in the community, but you've had a few successes in that realm. Michael Perry, for example, who was the official quote-unquote narrator of the festival, has had enormous success. You can hear him on public radio, of course. He is kind of shepherded in new writers who've seen his success and realized that they can succeed. We have great visual artists in the community. I think the more attention you give to one person, I think part of our Midwestern work ethic is we tend to be a little bit, yes, we work hard, but we're also fairly humble about it. So one thing I've noticed among the artistic folks in this area is that they tend to be very willing and even eager to share the spotlight with their friends. And I think that certainly kind of over time helps build up a scene.
And Eric, does that mean there's a lot of cross-pollination going on, that writers are working with musicians and musicians are working with fine artists, and there's just a lot of crossover going on?
Well, that's always been a big part of it. I mean, collaboration, especially around here, is huge. I mean, it's not only musicians that are working together. There's friends that are other artists as well. I mean, there's collaboration with visual artists. You have this writing community that is a big part of it, and they're always quick to collaborate with whoever's around, whoever's doing cool things. People here want to create, and they're always looking for new friends to do that with.
We're talking right now with Tom Giffey and Eric Christensen. They're co-managing editors of Volume 1 magazine in Eau Claire. They're talking about the booming art scene and music scene in Eau Claire and how it's affecting the city. Now let's talk a little bit about the economy. You just had this big music festival. People came from around the globe. What's happening with the local businesses?
Well, the number that has been crunched by the local visitors bureau is that among those five major festivals, they were expecting $36 million in economic impact. Obviously, it's very easy to be, or at least used to be easy to be, dismissive of the arts. Oh, sure, you know, you have a few people going to a show in a little club or a bar. That's fine. You know, you have an artist who's making some pocket change. But this is real money. This is a significant portion of the tourist economy. And that's just those five festivals. That's not counting any of the music series that happened in the summer, the jazz shows, the fine art shows going beyond music. So it is a huge part of the economy. And also we have a movement to build a new fine performing arts center in the downtown, which is called the Confluence Center, which is a collaboration between community arts groups and the city and the university. And that is rolling along, and hopefully they'll break ground for that next year. And again, Eau Claire has been very innovative in that regard. And I think people across the spectrum here have kind of woken up to the idea of arts as economic impact, which is something we at Volume 1 have talked about for a long time.
And it's getting to the point where, I mean, it's enough money flowing into the area that you can't ignore it anymore. I mean, there's every summer there's going to be that number, and there's going to be people visiting to come to these amazing festivals. I mean, that's even only a percentage of it. I mean, people here are starting now to realize what it takes to invest in a music scene, and it's happening, and it's exciting.
And are you seeing telltale signs of that economy perking up? Are you seeing new restaurants and stores and all of that, the kind of thing that goes along with supporting an industry like that?
I think you do. I mean, it's always a struggle. Those kinds of businesses are quick to flourish and quick to fail, especially, you know, you look at restaurants and service industry jobs. But especially with the Confluence Project in downtown Eau Claire, you are seeing a lot of anticipation for that. You're seeing hotels being renovated there that have been closed in anticipation of that happening. And I think we have seen those green shoots, and we're going to see a lot more in the next couple of years up here.
And there's even some support, like music-related businesses that have popped up in the last 10 years or so, Revival Records being one. They've outgrown two locations now. They keep growing. People keep supporting them. There's places like that. There's places like Ambient Inks, which is a screen printing service that has a lot of big music clients. They just moved into a new space on Water Street here in town. And so you're starting to see kind of the seeds of that start to be laid a little bit, which is always exciting.
Now, Justin Vernon, you know, is from the area. He's a big Eau Claire booster. I've heard that he's very committed to the area and to staying there, at least based part of the time. But if he were to change his mind and leave, would he take the local scene with him that's flourishing now? Or do you think it's gotten to be bigger than one band and one guy?
I think for sure, yeah. I think it's definitely more than just Justin Vernon. I think if he left, I don't think you'd see things change that much here on a local level. Obviously, we hope he doesn't. we're glad to have him around. He does amazing things for the community, and we're always, you know, excited to cover stuff like that. And but here, I think people have this spirit of creation. They want to start artistic projects just because it's something that they love to do, and I don't think that's ever going to change. People always say that there must be something in the water or something in that Chippewa River that rolls by in Eau Claire. And maybe that's the case, or maybe not, but there is a mindset here that people want to create, and they want to make art, and they want to do it within their own community.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us and talking about it today.
Thank you for having us. This is great.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That was Tom Giffey and Eric Christensen. They are of Volume 1 magazine, both co-managing editors there in Eau Claire. And they joined us to talk about the booming art scene and music scene and how it's affecting the city of Eau Claire. And we're going to go out to the news with Wisconsin band Errol Flynn.